Growing up in a small river town in Illinois, Diane Johnson always dreamed of floating down the Mississippi and off to see the world. Years later, at home in France, a French friend teased her, saying, "Indifference to history, that's why you Americans seem so naive and don't really know where you're from." Well, in her new memoir, Flyover Lives, Johnson explores the Midwest and her family's history. And digging around, she discovered letters and memoirs written by generations of pioneer ancestors. It is a great pleasure to welcome Diane Johnson to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
A delight. At what point did you, I guess, is this a book you always thought you would write eventually?
Actually, this is the book I thought I never would write. I just never was in sympathy with books about grandmothers and genealogical aunts. And of course, I wasn't very fascinated about the Midwest until I was. And I think it's just a matter of getting older and realizing what people went through.
So that idea of I wasn't interested in until I was there a switch, or was there something that happened within you, within the family, that brought you back to explore and to answer questions that had long went unanswered?
Well, I think a combination. It certainly was the little anecdote in France where French people who are very conscious of their history and generations of their ancestors and so on, sort of piqued my Americanness. Well, we do too know who our ancestors were, but of course I didn't really. And then I did know that my mother had a drawer full of manuscripts and letters, but I didn't know that they would go back to the 1700s. So that was a pretty exciting discovery, and there's part of me that's a historian anyway. So I would have been interested in these people, I think, even if I wasn't descended from them.
Right.
In fact, I don't even care about that.
Really? I mean, you don't care about the family history and how it all relates back to you?
Not really. My object was actually to talk about the Midwest and these places that no one ever writes about, because I loved the little towns where my mother grew up and where I spent a lot of my childhood, not only Moline, where I was raised, but Watsika and Shanoa. And so I thought people should be more aware of this part of our national history. I don't see much of myself, actually, in these people, because how do you know what characteristics you actually do get from your ancestors? I think the whole region has a kind of collective history, and that most of us don't know or pay much attention to it.
So before we move on and I get off this particular subject, do you then, with that said, do you still see the similarities of where the place and the Midwest have a great impact on who you are and who your ancestors were?
Well, yes, I have to say, there I do. And I have some friends who live in Paris, American writers, as it happens, from Illinois. And we sometimes talk about certain sturdy qualities of our characters that we think we get from growing up in the Midwest. Even diet, you know, things that we like to eat. Yes, I think that we're all very imprinted by the region where we grew up, and that the Midwest has these qualities that mark people who grow up there, definitely.
Does we talk about this so often when someone is from another country and comes here, or is from here and goes to another country, and which you have done a lot in your work of going to France and bring that back. But in some ways, because you spent so much time there and so much time traveling, it is somewhat of an outsider's perspective looking at the Midwest then, isn't it?
It is a bit. I was sorry about that, but I think maybe you have to go away in order to see it. If it's simply there impacting your daily life, it's not so easy to identify its peculiarities. And I notice that now. I'm much of the year in France, and whereas I started out writing my novel Le Divorce, which was the first one I wrote about France, everything struck me. Oh, yes, they're all wearing scarves, and here's what they eat, and isn't it interesting how they do such and such? Now that all seems quite normal to me, but I can turn that kind of traveler's gaze to the Midwest. And so it has the satisfaction of being familiar and being unfamiliar.
And this is a book very much not just about the Midwest, but as our identity as Americans anyway.
Yeah,
as a
absolutely.
Whole.
Absolutely. Now, I think that I'm really writing about Americans, even though some of these things are said in other places, because, I don't know, because I'm an American and that's what interests me. And it's a mistake to say that they're about the French or something. I don't think I would ever have the temerity to write about another culture, you know, saying that I knew or understood or wanted to patronize or condescend.
Right.
It's always about how Americans interact with other cultures. And I wrote a novel in which the heroine is in the Middle East. She's a CIA agent. And it, really, for me, it was about Americans in the Middle East. It was maybe a little even ahead of its time in some ways. But people didn't really want to read about that. It was funny. Or didn't seem to see that it was about America.
Hmm.
So here, it really is about America. And so nobody, that part is not going to escape anyone.
Talk a little bit about the title of Flyover Lives, of these places that we don't explore, that we just fly over.
Well, that, of course, is not my word for this region, but I'm aware that it's been applied to this region. And so when we were trying to think of titles, that's the one that people seem to think was the big, most self-explanatory, because it's the flyover referred to by coastal people is just the flyover, where you get on the plane in New York and you land in San Francisco and you never think about what's in between. I was thinking of calling it Prairie Voices, which is a little blander, I guess.
Mm.
Because there are all these voices of people who, down to the two centuries, live there. But I don't know. What do you think in terms of titles?
Well, I like both Prairie Voices. Is certainly probably more appropriate as to the content of the book. But as far as catchy, I guess Flyover Lives works, right?
I think that was the publisher's view, and I do like the little red airplane that's flying over on the jacket. I'm crazy about the jacket.
Yeah, it was a great cover, a beautiful
painting.
Yeah,
I think so.
When you think of that pull of home, and so where do you consider? I mean, because that's something that people who travel and people who go. And who are, and even if they've been in one place for a long time, it isn't where they're originally from, that sometimes identifying what is home is difficult.
Well, it is, and I've noticed that when I'm in New York, I say, well, I'll do that when I get home, meaning Paris. And when I'm in Paris, I say, I'll do that when I get home, meaning San Francisco. So obviously there's some kind of bi-national, identity that it won't let me come down firmly on one side. Or I'll never be French, and people cannot become French, I think, if they're not.
Mm.
And I don't even want to. So it's being at home is not necessarily being the nationality where you are. I think it's where your stuff is, where your toothbrush is, and where your dictionary is. And more of my stuff is now in France because our apartment is bigger there. But America basically is home.
So do you still think of Moline, Illinois as home at all?
Yeah, kind of. Even though I hadn't been there, I went there a couple of summers ago, in two summers running, to verify things and look around. And I think I say it in the book. It was so much prettier and better than the one I wanted to escape from that I was prepared to sort of acknowledge again that I was its product, even though I might have spent years trying to efface, you know, that Midwestern. You could be a Midwesterner. Where are you from?
I am very much a Northeasterner.
Are you?
Yes. I was born in Washington, raised in Philadelphia, and have lived here for the past 25 years.
So. Okay. Yeah. Because you don't have a Massachusetts accent,
no,
or a New York accent.
No. Do you feel comfortable? I mean, we started off this conversation about you saying that you know, this is something that you wanted to explore. So do you feel that you kind of have it now, that you have explored it, and you can, even though it wasn't so much about you and your ancestors, that you have a better sense of where you came from?
Very definitely, very definitely. I do think that people should go back to wherever they started and have a look around. And I think most people do that, in fact, or if they ever left at all. And I think a lot of my classmates, say, growing up at Coolidge Junior High School or Moline High School, are still around there. There wasn't a big exodus. Maybe people had the sense to know that they were in a good place. But for me, It was great. I liked it.
The name of the memoir is Flyover Wives. It is published by Viking. Diane Johnson, a great pleasure to spend time with you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
A delight to speak with you. Again, Diane Johnson's memoir is Flyover Wives. It is published by Viking. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.